Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's happening, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cash, chilling as usual. Well, you know, I'm doing this solo. Well, I ain't gonna say I'm doing this solo. My man say he be here shortly, so, you know, that's how we're gonna do it. We're gonna kick back, relax. My man Pop Time be here shortly. But it's just your boy right now, so we kick back, we relax, and we're gonna do how we always do. Tuesday night, have a good time, have a little fun, kick back. Let's enjoy ourselves. Y'all know how we do. All right, before we even get on there, we're going to kick some old school shit. Just get the vibe started. Y'all know what I'm saying? We're going to go with some of this old Jodeci. All right, y'all, we'll be right back. Okay. I guess we had technical difficulties on that. Janae, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
I don't know, man. The show's all fucked up.
How is it?
And you got a bad attitude. I can hear it in your voice. Yeah, yeah, is it?
I said, oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. What's happening, y'all? Shout out to my girl, Snake Make. I see she on here, so fuck it. The show must go on. What's going on with you? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Wow. And that damn Father Time, he ain't here, so fuck it. We just going to let the inmates run the asylum tonight.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I don't know. I'm tired. It's been a long ass day. That's a damn shame. Everybody that fell asleep. I fell asleep. I guess he fell asleep. Shit. Everybody that fell asleep. God damn. God damn show just ain't right tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, check this out. We're going to do this. We're gonna play a chronicle right quick so that way I can get my act together. Everybody get their act together. And we're going to see when we get back. Fuck it. We'll be right back.
I call tonight's chronicle forbidden fruit because that's what Madonna was. She belonged to someone that was close to me. For years, I fantasized about her. Trust me, fellas. If you gave it to those sparkling light brown eyes, you would definitely have lust and desire in your heart. Even though in our younger years, we never was intimate, we always kept in touch. Madonna would do things like send me up with her girlfriends. I believe it was to get a report to see how good I was in bed. Take this one time, for example. Me and my guy took Madonna and her friend to my aunt's house, house I was keeping me, while they were out of town. Well, I began to disrobe her friend. I constantly kept thinking about Madonna in my head. Slowly, I kissed her friend's neck as I laid her down. And as the sexual act began, I felt I was being watched. As I turned around, Madonna was standing there. So with one slow yet hard thrust, I made her friend let out a moan that was sure to intensify Madonna's curiosity. Well, needless to say, it did. One night, Madonna gave me a call and told me she was bored. But by this time, her and my friend were no longer seeing each other. And yeah, we flirted with each other. So my answer to her was, pick your poison. She said, Tango right. I said, I'll be there in a minute. So I jumped into the four-door Fleetwood Caddy, and I was on my way. Stopped at the liquor store, got a fifth of Tango Ray, March orange juice, two cups, and a bag of ice. Yeah, I was ready. And it hit me. What if she just want to talk? Do I jeopardize my friendship by pushing it forward? For the first time in a long time, I was nervous. So I sat in the car, fixed me a drink, and I said, well, I'll wait on her to make a move. Well, I arrived to Madonna's house. I quickly took out my DJ Quick CD and put in a sip. She got in the car and smiled with those sexy pink lips and those sparkling light brown eyes. She said, hey, baby, looking at me like she was just as excited and nervous as I am. I smiled, gave her the bag, and began to pull off. Madonna reached between my legs and grabbed my cup. I cut my eyes and began to smirk. So what to? She replied, I don't care. Still showing me that million-dollar smile. Well, I knew neither one of us wanted to be seen in public because of the scandal it would cause. So I went to a secluded wooded area. I put the car in park, and we began to drink and conversate. Hours went by, but it seemed like only minutes. We never knew we had this much in common. Each conversation seemed like it was pulling us closer and closer to each other. Our sexual tension was at a fever pitch. We both leaned in and began passionately kissing each other like a married couple celebrating a honeymoon. She began to lick on my neck with such passion, my eyes rose and back of my head instantly. I began to caress her body ever so slowly. Now, usually, I'm the one who takes charge, but tonight, I laid back and let Madonna do her thing. It was like she could read my mind. Everywhere I wanted her to kiss, she did without me saying a word. But I believe she felt the same way because every time I touched, licked, or kissed her, I would feel her body shiver. And all of this, and I haven't even penetrated yet. Now, when we get to that part, it's a different thing. I believe I parked in the perfect spot because we turned into some animals, biting, scratching, clawing. I mean, it was so intense that in the process of all this wildness, he accidentally rolled the window down. Madonna jumps up, hangs halfway out the window, and tells me to fuck her from the back while she gazed into the stars while yelling my name. I obliged to pull myself to the window and also began staring out at the stars. So you can imagine this scene. It was something to behold. After that night, we decided to keep it between us. However, that was the first night for many. This is your boy Cass, and that was part one of my chronicles. Peace.
All right. I got my man Father Time. I got Janine on the line. What's happening, good people?
Hello.
Where you go? Man, trying to get the show going, man. Trying to get the show alive. It's like don't nobody want to talk to us tonight. But it's still all good.
Y'all old ass is woke?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I ain't old.
All right, we got another caller called in. Carla, what's
happening?
What's
going on, baby?
What's up?
How you doing, man? What's going on?
Man, we chilling. What's happening with you?
I'm like y'all bored. I just came in on the ass end of a thing.
No, we ain't bored. Like I said, we just trying to get our act together. No little technical difficulties, that's all.
Well, I got Sophia Parks with me tonight.
What's happening, Miss Sophia?
What's going on?
Man, you trying to see what to do. Yeah, you, what's happening? Welcome
to
your city.
Okay.
Now I didn't see a couple of texts and little things you done wrote in the group. You kind of a wild girl.
That's what you think? I mean,
yeah,
cool.
Wild is good though.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, wild is good.
I'm a Scorpio. I mean, hey, I get it out there.
I sound like y'all out and about. What y'all got going on for the night?
Shit, sitting in the truck, tripping a little something, smoking a little something, you know. We just not coming out. It was too hot for us.
Yeah, today was a scorcher, but shit, you know how we are. I mean, shit. Hey, wouldn't be seeing city if it wasn't hot.
I know that's right.
So true.
All right, so Miss Sophia, where you at?
Going to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well.
So silly. I can't
wow.
Get her. Hey, everybody, right. Though.
Oh yeah, we got my girl Janine on the line. We got my man Father Time on the line. So y'all know how we doing it.
Okay, so what's the topic?
Man, I mean, what you want to talk about? What's up with you? I see you in the post.
It's a lot been on my mind past week.
Speak your mind, buddy.
I don't know. First off, no, let me stop. No, this show, what you want to talk about?
No. We open to people. That's what we like. We like people to call in and be open. We want to hear what you got to say. We hate people to
listen.
Sit back and just be shy and say, I'm just going to listen.
Okay. So last night, right? This is about last night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We'll roll it down here. About last night. So, baby, you know what? Mm-mm. Anyway, it's a lot. I got a lot. My mind is going like so fast, but no. How do you tell? I got one person that's in my group that I constantly get inboxes about. Can you remove her from the group? Why does she do this? Why does she do that? And my group is open to all. We don't discriminate. We not to be judging. But I'm going to say myself, when she posts up to the videos, it's like, oh, my God, real scary. So,
I think I got an idea who you're talking about.
Okay, right. So, how do you single out a person without single out a person? Best way that I could tell them to do is to block her, but then, you know, as being admin, we do block a person, block themselves, or can't nobody block themselves. You see it too. And I don't even want to see it, right? So I'm like, really want to put her out the group, but I know that's not right. It's not.
Okay, well, let me ask you, what do they post?
Well, they post with whatever they want to post. I mean, it's no certain thing that you can and can't post, but she posts and she done posted her, oh my God, she done posted a pussy picture. It looked like it's got a little brain hanging off of it. With the, you see the membranes and all that. She posted.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that picture.
Okay, you
real.
Saw
it.
So, I can't stand y'all.
That's not a real picture.
I get inboxes all day, every day, like, why don't you put her out? Why do we have to see this? And yesterday, like, I was really overwhelmed with my inbox. Like, I literally had to log out, and I thought on it, and I made my post that I made, but still, like, even just so still, I don't even want to see it, though, like. And I know if I put her out, that's wrong. That's being judgmental, but I don't know.
So
that's some fucked up shit.
Why don't you just take the picture down? Why don't you just take that particular picture down all of the day?
Take her pictures down.
I'm saying, you said she posted a picture that, you know, everybody tripping on. Just remove that one picture and tell her she can't post stuff like that.
No. They complain every time she posts something. Be it as, did you see the titty picture yesterday? And I mean, folks wake up first thing in the morning and don't want to see that. Like, I mean, and I can understand where they're coming from, but then all at the same time, I mean, she's a member of the group. So, I mean, how can I tell her not to post? But it's like, it's not attractive, and then she looks, I don't want to talk about nobody. I'm not going to talk about nobody, but y'all see it.
Well, I mean, my thing is, if it's, you know, I mean, it's a group member, and if you feel like she, I mean, every group member, I mean, that's just like, you know, I may have somebody in my group, or, you know, that you might look and be like, well, I don't like his dick. I don't like the way he, but I mean, you know, I can't just say, you know, I mean, we are censored. It's what we do. I mean, you know, you can't discriminate. Not, I mean, unless you just like, okay, we the pretty people and the ugly people got to stay out. You know, you can't discriminate. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, well, I don't know. This shit is funny. That's all I can say. I don't know. So I made my statement, and I'm going
How it. At the end of the day, it's your group. I mean, you can do what you want to with it. I mean, overall.
I might go along with the group and the people, and I might feel where they're coming from. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm a woman before anything, and I just can't do that. So I think they're going to have to block her. That's the only conclusion I can come up with. They're going to have to block her, and I'm going to be seeing all the bullshit she posts. I don't know. I don't want to see it either. Oh, well.
Well, I mean, Okay, go. This is what I say. I say go to your admin. If your admin, y'all put it to a vote. If your admin say, well, look, we don't want her in there.
They
want
to put her out.
Who let her in?
What?
Who let her in? I mean, your group is like kind of secretive, so somebody has to bring her into the group.
Right. No. Okay. So, but we're two groups. It's two groups. It's the Gotti Show, and then it's the Gotti Show After Hours. The Gotti Show is ran by somebody else. The After Hours is my group. One of the admins let her in because she posted some shit in the Gotti Show. So it was like, yeah, okay, she's in here. So by her having a trach, at first she's like a real attention-seeking type of person. Like her post, you can tell, like, she's really thirsty for attention. So I try to inbox her and tell her, you know, you don't have to be that way. Just be yourself. Blase Skippy, woo-woo-woo. When she posted that first video, they hyped her head up, and then she just went with it. And now she just, I mean, hey. I give her props, though, because there's some people in the group that ain't even doing half of what she's doing. I'm just saying, like, when you posting videos, look, no, I don't know. Anyways, let's say.
You know what? I'm going to be real with you. I say keep her in the group. I mean, to each his own. I mean, if you're supposed to be an open-minded group, then, I mean, hey, everybody ain't sexy to everybody. You know what I'm saying? So if that's the case, then, I mean, shit, if you don't like her video, don't click on it.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've seen it, me personally. I don't click on it, you know, but, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, I mean, it's a couple of people shit I don't click on. But, I mean, it's just like, you know, to each his own. I'm not going to knock you. I'm a press like just because you know, you did it.
Right.
You know? I mean, like us here at Sin City, we feel like we're totally uncensored. I mean, I don't care if you're skinny, anorexic, fat, thick, whatever you want to be. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm going to say how you doing. Nice to meet you. Glad to meet you. You post something, you're looking good, ma. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to discriminate against nobody. And I mean, just because you got a couple of people that, you know, saying, okay, well, we don't like her, you know, but what if the same people, what if somebody come back and say, well, we don't like that person? What you going to do, keep deleting people every time somebody say they don't like them?
Well, no, because I ain't never really been that petty, but I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Right. I feel where you're coming from.
Okay, I got my girl Janine online. Janine, what you think?
I mean, I don't know what type of group it is, but if it's a uncensored group, then she should be able to post what she wants. And if people don't want to look at what she's posting, then they can block her.
Right.
Or don't look at it.
Right. I mean,
you can't help but look at it, because I promise you, you can wake up first thing in the morning and she done posted, and it's like, oh, shit, what the fuck was that? I mean, just being honest, but I don't know. I'm a keeper in the group because, like I said, right and right is wrong, and I don't discriminate. But I'm just saying, I don't be more. When I wake up, I don't smoke cigarettes no more. So when I roll over and wake up, my phone is what I grab. And when I grab it and I cut that bitch on, I'm going to Facebook. Fuck missed calls, fuck text messages. I'm going to Facebook. And I'm telling you, it's not pretty when it's her that just pop up the first thing in the AM. It's not right. It's not godly either. But you ain't hear it from me.
Well, I don't think you should just push somebody out.
What?
Right. I mean, like I said, our page, when we had our website going, like I said, SinCityRadioShow.com, coming real soon in the next coming weeks. But when we had our previous website, I mean, we embraced everybody. We did. I mean, and Janine, Father Time, y'all both can attest to it. We made nobody feel like, you know, ugh. You know, it, I mean, if you was big and beautiful, you was, like I said, you had a rexit, you whatever, we don't make you feel like you want it. I mean, so, I mean, your perk. When I think, like, when you run in a group, you got to take the personal, you got to take your personal side out of it. You know, because I'm pretty sure that it's the people Janine seen on that page that she was like, ugh. But, you know, like, you know, this is freedom of speech.
Right, it's the internet.
Yeah.
I hope we was able to help you with that. Now you said you had a lot on your mind, so keep it going.
Right.
Sound like they're at the damn Indy 500.
Right.
Hell no.
All right, so what else you got on your mind?
My turn is up for right now. Who next?
Oh, okay. I was just like, you said you had a lot, so I'm trying to get you to share it out.
I do, but that didn't mean I came in here to put all that on the table tonight at one time. Give me 15 minutes. Let me absorb what we just went through. Next topic.
Okay. Man, y'all, I guess. Okay. Simon, what's happening?
How you feeling today?
Oh, I'm good. I had a hard day at work, but other than that, I'm good.
Oh, okay. How the rest of y'all's day went today?
My day is good every day. As long as I wake up, shit, I'm happy as hell.
That's what's up. It's coming from the short one, right now.
No. Father Time. We're not on here today.
Oh, well, see, you know what?
Did she just call me?
No, I didn't. I said I'm looking for my cup is what I said.
That ain't what you said.
My cup. I need a refill.
No, I am not weak. I'm tall.
Okay.
Tall and handsome, goddammit.
All right. Say that
then. I don't know about all that. I'm tall. I don't know about all that.
It's all right. I love me, goddammit.
Yeah. Janae, what's up with you, baby?
Nothing much.
You ain't got nothing you need to get off your chest?
What
really?
Do you like to play with your pussy? Tell me that.
Say what?
I don't think that question was for you, though.
I was talking to Janelle. I asked Janelle when was the last time she played with her pussy.
Are you talking to me? You gonna make her hang up.
Only one of us. One of us other than myself on here. Yeah, you, girl. Yeah, you.
I play with my pussy any time I feel like it. It could be every night.
I said, when was the last time? So last night was the last time you played with it?
Yes, it was.
You going to play with it tonight?
I probably will.
Okay. That's what's up.
Damn, man. Hold on,
man. It got quiet around here.
I know. I'll say, hold on, man. We got to relax. We got to get in a relaxed atmosphere. It's like everybody seems like they upset tonight.
I'm tipsy right now, 38th Street right now, heading east. I'm cool. The air on. I'm finna smash this Church's Chicken. As a matter of fact, I think I'm finna get off of here for right now. I'll be back before 11. How about that?
All right. Well, feel free to hit us
y'all
back.
Y'all need to regroup or something.
All right, we're going to go to a song. We'll be right back, y'all.
Giving me my
y'all. Welcome back.
What was that?
Hello. What's good?
Hello.
Janine.
Yeah, I'm here.
I got something for you. I want your honest opinion. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been married before, and you have kids. And you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So you can answer this for me.
Okay.
I just saw a story. Okay? The story goes, lady is separated from her husband. They don't live mm-hmm. together, right?
Okay.
They got a kid in daycare. So it's the husband's turn to pick the kid up from daycare. He's late.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Daycare is late. So the school calls the mom, tell the mom that nobody's here to pick up the kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the mom sends another guy to pick up the kid. So
okay.
the husband gets there. He sees that he's tripping at his, you know, his kid's not there. Who signed out my kid and all this?
Mm-hmm.
School said, well, another guy came to pick the kid up. Husband gets mad. He goes to mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
Questioning mom, you know, who the fuck is this picking up my kid? Mom says, she tells her husband, I'm going to tell you the truth. The man that picked him up was his real father. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he gets upset, beats her up, he goes to jail. Now, do you blame him or her? Who do you blame for that situation?
Oh, my goodness.
Shit, I can say it her. Shit.
You blame her?
Hell yeah.
First of all, she shouldn't have told him in that way. After the fact, after, you know, you didn't have somebody else. Especially if he didn't know, he thinking this is his child this whole time.
Right, he thinking this is his son.
And
he like, who the fuck came to pick up my son?
So, I mean, what I'm saying is he already made it that somebody else came to pick up his son. And then you gonna add an additional blow when he ain't your, because I'm sure that's how she said it. He ain't your fucking son, no way. You know what I'm
probably
saying?
Probably. I can see that conversation.
So I mean he probably, I mean, with him already being angry, he got provoked. He probably snapped. I mean,
but
I
now,
can see.
Do you think
she should
drop the charges? If he did beat her up, he got arrested for felony assault.
But that's what
for
I'm
jumping
saying.
On
it ain't going to be on her. You know, once they press charges, they press fucking charges. They don't even care if the woman testified or not.
All right, dog. From a male perspective, what you think?
I'm pleading temporary insanity.
You know, that might actually work. Because she
Dude,
had to fuck his head it. Up with saying that.
How old
is your
okay,
son?
Okay, let me ask you a question. How old is the child?
The baby's in daycare, so it's got to be a
we
little
gonna,
bitty
we
baby.
We're going to say anywhere between 1 and 4.
Okay.
Okay, so now all this time I'm thinking this is my son. Right.
Right.
Okay, so now this is my son, and okay, I'm late. For whatever reason, I'm late. Some motherfucker, evidently, his name already been on his list. So they're not just gonna randomly let anybody come pick the child up. So this name is already on the list. Why the fuck is his name on?
Hold on, dog. Hold on, dog. Let me stop you right there now. His name may not be on the list, but the moms told the school that he was coming to get the baby. Because the school called the mom.
Okay. Now, my thing is this.
The baby up.
All right. And I'm just, okay. But once again, you done let some motherfucker that I don't know, it's not my brother, it ain't you, it ain't Wick, it ain't, you know what I'm saying, it ain't her brother, it ain't her father, it ain't her uncle, just some motherfucker that, you know, just randomly come pick him up, and I'm supposed to be cool with it. Then you say, well, his daddy came and got him. His daddy?
My thing is, why can't you just call him to see where he was at? If you knew he was planning on picking the child up. To me, she seemed like she set it up.
Hey, that's how it sounded to me.
Because...
I mean, hold on. We got a new caller. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What up, what up?
What's up? Who this?
It's Drew and Mia.
Drew, what's hey. Happening, y'all? What's up? What's going down?
No, just chilling.
Happy birthday, brother.
Hey, I appreciate that, man.
Right. Drew to turn the beak, what is it, Fofo?
Yeah.
All right, damn, hey. Boy, you've been jumping out of planes for a long time now.
All right, Jay, go ahead, finish making your point. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, I wanted Jadine to finish saying what she was saying.
All I'm saying is that if the plan was for the guy, the ex-husband, whatever, the husband, to pick the child up, and he wasn't there, usually the first thing a woman would do is call him. If the school called and say he ain't made it, say, okay, well, let me call him and see where he at. You see what I'm saying?
You would think that would be the first call.
That should have been the first call. Now, if he don't answer something, like that, then okay, that's different. Then I need to go pick him up or go have somebody pick him up or whatever.
You not going to have this dude go pick him up. I'm sorry. That one, wait a minute.
If we not together, because you said we separated, right?
They said they were separated.
If we separate, I'm sure you know the guy that I'm talking to. Especially if he's been at the house or whatever.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay. I think I got lost somewhere. I got lost somewhere. Who kid is this? Is this my kid or his kid?
It's you, the husband. It's your kid.
Yeah, but you and her were married, but y'all separated.
Right.
Okay.
But
even after the separation, I'm still believing that this is my kid.
Exactly.
Right.
So I had no inkling that this is not my kid. Right. So I had no inkling. Go ahead.
As far as you know, it's your baby. That's your son or daughter.
Okay. That's what I thought you said. Now, how in the hell... You gonna have a motherfucker go pick him up and say, "Well, that's his daddy." Man,
what
I'm killing everybody.
I mean, she wrong for saying that part, but what I'm saying is, if she had somebody go pick him up, that's one thing. But to come back and say, "Well, that's his son anyway," then yeah, she was wrong.
She was foul. That was foul as hell to say. Don't tell me like that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wait till we get to court.
Bullshit.
That way I can't jump on you.
No.
I can jump on you.
Well, hold on, man. Hold on. We got my man, Drew.
Yeah.
Drew, you listening to this. We need another man's perspective. You come in, you go to pick, I mean, they come tell you that your son been picked up by his daddy. Now this kid is what you thought was your kid this whole time. Even if y'all done separated.
Right.
What do you do?
Shit, I'm mad at the motherfucker. I'm really basically mad at her though, because you waited all this motherfucking time to tell me.
Okay.
You know what?
It
doesn't matter how long she waited. It don't matter how long she waited to tell me. It's the way she said it. The way you told me. I'm already upset. I'm mad because some strange dude that I don't even know that came pick up my son. And now I get to the house, and you telling me now that it ain't my son? You could have picked a better way to tell me. Because I'm already upset.
I agree with that, too. But still, though, man, what if it was like 15 years and you've been doing this shit for 15 years? Man, I'm going to be mad as a motherfucker, man. 15 years, you could have told me that shit a long time ago.
Man, I'm killing somebody. I'm bullshit aside. I'm fucking somebody up. You done told me. I mean, and this how you tell me? You know what I'm saying?
See,
that's
what I'm saying. It's the way you told me.
Okay. It's like, I don't know what reason the old boy was late for picking his kid up. But then it's like, okay, you know, you could have got caught in traffic. You could have got, you know, and this is your way of telling me? You couldn't sit me down and, man, I don't think I could take that. Yeah, I would have jumped on her. I'm not condoning hitting a woman, but, man, he ain't hitting a woman. He beating a bitch.
Yeah, I'm feeling you on that one, bro.
I'm sorry. I mean, we are censored, so we can say what we want to say. Like I say, he ain't hitting a woman. He beating a bitch. So, fuck that. I mean, shit. You sitting there. Wait a minute. Is Mia on the line? Is Mia?
Huh?
From a woman's point of view, is she right or wrong?
She was wrong, and she had no intention of ever telling him either.
Okay,
how do you figure that?
Hold on, dog. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hello? What's going on?
What's happening? What's up, baby?
Hey, y'all.
Hi. What's going on, Selena?
Shit, just listening.
Okay, well, you press one. You got to give me some input on this.
Oh yeah, that's horrible. She need her ass kicked. She does. She does. Simple as that. It is really no way getting around it.
That's a justified ass whooping. I mean, even a judge got to say that.
Okay. That's horrible. That's like low as hell. Because at the end of the day, the son going to be the one that's messed up behind it.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Dog, let me ask you. I'm about to ask. I mean, do the son know that that's not, that you know, like, okay, that's not your dad?
I have no idea. He didn't mention nothing. You know, the son's, it's a little baby, so. He didn't mention anything about the kid. It didn't say nothing about how old these people were, none of that.
Yeah. So this a true story?
Yeah,
it's a true story.
Where did this happen at?
Huh?
I said, where did this happen at? Where state is this taking place at?
Hold on. Let me go back to the story. Give me a second.
Okay. Well, while he's going back to the story, I got a story. And my thing is this, okay, I was in a situation where I was driving down the street, I seen my daughter outside, and I was like, okay, I see my daughter, I'm kicking it, like, all right, fuck it, you know, hey, stop, see my daughter. My daughter, of course, you know, she walk up like, hey, daddy, you know, I'm like, hey. Now, I got my guys in the car with me. I'm drinking. My guy's drinking. We smoking. I mean, that's back when I did do that. I don't no longer do that anymore. But we drinking, we smoking, you know, and I see my daughter outside playing, so I stopped. And she said, daddy, can I have some money to go to the candy store? Now, I give her $5, right? I give her $5. I look at her brother. I see her brother, who's not my child, and I give him $5. I say, here, take her down to the candy store. Okay, fine. I pull off after, you know, I give my hug. I give her a hug and a kiss, tell her I love her. I pull off, you know, me and my peoples, we back drinking and smoking. I get a phone call. Baby mama cussing me the fuck out. You ain't shit, motherfucker. You couldn't take her to the candy store. This, that, and the other. You motherfucker, you... Okay, cool. Now, as I'm driving, I see a car pull up behind me. It's my baby mama. I'm like, you know, so I pull over. She going ham. Ah, you motherfucker, you ain't shit. Blah, 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 blah. I get out the car. I'm trying to talk to her. This motherfucker runs over my foot. And the problem is she running over my foot. I stuck my whole fist through the windshield. I stuck my fist through the windshield and I grabbed her. Don't ask me how I did it. The whole windshield just exploded. I grab her. I snatch her. I mean, we tussling now. You know. Now we get to court. We get to court. I tell my side of the story, right? So now when she gets up there, they ask her. They say, is what he's saying true? She looked the judge straight in the face and said, yeah, it's true. He should have took my daughter to the candy store.
Wow.
The judge asked me, the judge said, why didn't you take your daughter to the candy store? I said, Yana, I'm going to be honest with you. I was drinking and I was smoking and I wasn't going to put my child in the car with me while I've been drinking and smoking. The judge looked at her and said, did you know he was drinking and smoking? She said, he always drinking and smoking. That ain't nothing new. Now, the judge looked at her. The judge looked at her and said, so you pretty much knew he was drinking and smoking, and he said that's why he didn't put his daughter in the car. So you rather him took the risk of him drinking and smoking and had an accident. She said her rebuttal was he should have took her to the candy store.
Wow.
The judge told me, this is what the judge told me, and I never heard a judge ever say this before, and the judge brought me back to her chambers and said, I wish you wouldn't have admitted to breaking that glass. The judge said, if you wouldn't have admitted to breaking that glass, I wouldn't have charged you with nothing, but you openly admitted to breaking the glass. She's like, she said, but I had no proof that she ran over your foot. She said, but I swear to God, had you said no, you didn't do it, I wouldn't have charged you with nothing. She made me pay $150. She said, I gotta, because of you admitted to it, I gotta make you pay for the windshield. And she said, please tell me you went to the hospital. I said, no, I didn't. She said, had you went to the hospital and showed me that you went to the hospital, you wouldn't have had to pay a dime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's deep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, straight face. Looked at the judge like, shit, I know what you tripping on.
What's crazy is she took her time to follow you in the car. She could have just hopped. If she was so worried about taking the baby to the store, she could have just, you know, bypassed all that shit and just took her to the store herself. People just refuse to pick their battles. That's crazy. That's horrible. Mm-mm. That is so crazy.
She took an object store, kept $4 and gave her a dollar for a bag of hot chips. You both would have been there.
You said what? I didn't hear you.
What'd
you say?
I said I would have took my daughter to the store, kept $4, gave her $1 for a bag of hot chips. We both would have been winning.
Oh, Well, right. Okay. You could have did that.
Extra. Shit.
I mean, for you to get up out the, and they asked her, they said, well, where were you? She said, I was in the bed asleep. You jumped out your bed, got dressed to follow him, to tell him that he ain't shit. Because he didn't take your daughter to the candy store. But now he openly admitted that he was drinking and smoking. Looked the judge straight in the face and said he should have took her to the store.
That's pretty bold.
She was mad at you because you didn't come to see her.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
You think so? Cause I didn't go. I never even walked towards the house. Like I said, I just seen my daughter standing outside, and she told me you'll never see your daughter again. This, that, and the other. And the judge was like, and I'm like, judge, she finna try to make it hard for me. She said, you got a court order to see your child? I said, yep. She said, just take your court order over there. If she stop you, you know what I'm saying? Just show your court, call the police and show your court order.
That is a beautiful thing, boy. That is beautiful. They hate that shit.
That's the stupidest shit I ever heard of. Mm-mm. And what kind of feet you got that they didn't break when she ran it over?
Really? That motherfucker, I ain't gonna lie. That motherfucker, hey, that motherfucker heard it for about 2 weeks. I'm not bullshitting. That motherfucker heard it for about 2 weeks. But in my adrenaline, because I mean, I stood straight up. I'm like, oh! And I just hit the windshield and. And amazingly enough, and she went back. She was like, "Oh, he all cut up." I didn't have one scratch on me. Not one scratch.
We lucky.
Right. My adrenaline was going so hard, and I guess I don't know. Maybe I caught a soft spot in the window. I don't know, but the whole window shattered.
She must have had her window cracked.
No, the window wasn't even cracked. It was just some, like, hey, I don't know. It was just like, I mean, can you imagine a fucking car on your foot? You know how much pain you in?
Uh-huh.
Well,
I have no idea. I ain't never been ran over before.
Okay, ain't
almost.
Cause I'm walking back to my truck. Cause she got the window rolled up. She talking shit to me, but she talking shit to me with the window rolled up. So I'm like, all right, yeah, whatever. Come on, get your crazy ass on. Now I'm walking back, and I think she tried to actually hit me. I believe she tried to hit me, but I kind of like stepped back, but my foot didn't get back in time. And that motherfucker just, man, it was on my foot, and I just. Hit the window. And that motherfucker just shattered. Hey, it's a pain to make you do a lot of shit.
Oh yeah. That's horrible.
I don't know, dog. Did you ever find out what that place was at, dog?
Hold on, man. We got a new caller. Hold on. Caller, what's happening? Who this? Hello. 317. Okay, I guess we don't. Oh well.
Did you ever find out where all that took place? I was trying to see if you'll find out where it took place at.
Cincinnati.
Oh, that's right the road.
Yeah, that's right down the street.
Yeah, right down. Damn. So, is the dude still in jail?
He in jail for...
He shouldn't be.
Felony assault.
Damn, he's been
doing that?
He beat her up?
Yeah, he beat her up. He had to whoop her ass.
Damn.
Damn. That nigga put the hurting on that motherfucker. He was mad.
Yes, he was.
You beat him?
That nigga was mad.
I mean, I'm figuring this kid had to be between, what, 1 and 4 if he's still in preschool?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it, Doc. I mean, Drew, Timer, you sitting there and you see your baby, well, what you think is your baby, you automatically, from that day one, you got this attachment. Oh, this is my child. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
You form a bond instantly. I don't give a fuck if it was a day or 4 years. You didn't form the bond. And then your thought process, you like, okay, this is my kid. Now, once you're not thinking this is not my kid, then the motherfucker say, oh, well, that ain't even your kid. No fucking way.
Hey. That shit would hurt my heart.
Yes,
it would hurt his back. It would hurt me. It would hurt me mentally, but it would hurt her more physically.
Yeah, it did.
She must be trying to pay you back on.
Yeah, that nigga got a felony assault.
That was some vindictive shit for her to do that. That was she was on some vindictive shit.
Yep, she was trying to
fight for it.
I wonder what the fuck he did. He must have did something for her to get that like that.
I wonder where was the boyfriend at, the actual father, if he picked the child up and dropped him off.
Right. Where was he at?
He probably in the bathroom talking about shit. I ain't got nothing to do with it. That's between them.
If it's okay for him to pick up the baby or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It must be something that happened before, because, I mean.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. This didn't happen before. This ain't the first time that happened.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, nigga knew where to come and everything. Motherfucker died.
Right. Dude, I mean, that's some deep
even
shit.
You know what I'm saying? They still going to cry. Some they don't want to go with this strange person if it's the first time. So,
I'm pretty sure the baby knew who he was. The baby had to know him.
Some women don't give a damn.
You know what I'm thinking happened? I'm thinking that this is, now they separated. So this is probably the guy that got them separated. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she was out. Well, if he was dead, she was already cheating with the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He probably found out.
No, I think it's the other guy. I think the other guy was cheating, and she paying his ass. She just want to hurt him because they broke up. But what if the little baby came home?
Mia, really?
What?
You always trying to make a woman come out on top. Get the fuck out of here with that.
Her to say it vindictive like that, like it ain't no big deal. She don't give a fuck. So she like, whatever, something happened, he done pissed her the fuck off.
He was cheating. But the baby ain't his, but he was cheating. Come on now. Why is this like a woman to try to make some shit up? A woman still got to come out on top.
No, because every woman didn't speak up on it like that, and at the end of the day, she a piece of shit for that shit.
Yeah.
You try to make her a victim.
No, I'm not trying to make her a victim, because that's fucked up, but I'm saying she didn't give a fuck about his feelings at all.
And another thing, just like women like to ignore the signs, when they say, oh, I didn't know he was like that, he didn't hit plenty of signs to show that she ain't shit alone.
You know what? I got to agree with you right there. It was a situation yesterday when I was at work. And my guy was like, I think old girl like you. And I was like, I wouldn't give a fuck. And he was like, why not? He was saying, like, damn, look at her. She built. She looks nice. No. You could just see, I could see from the call she make,
The shit she do, that motherfucker's crazy. That motherfucker's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dude, that girl crazy. I'm like, her eyes are maniacal. Them are some maniacal ass eyes. And it's like, motherfucker, like you just said, the size is there. Everything that glitter ain't gold.
That's right.
I mean, granted, the motherfucker, I mean, the physical was there. Everything was there. But you could just see by the mental, I'm like, dude, hell, that motherfucker crazy.
Hey man, did you work today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought she was at home watching Dr. Phil talking about maniacal.
Ah, damn, man. I mean, all right, my bad. Hey man, that bitch look crazy than a motherfucker, dog. That bitch didn't look right. Hey, like I ain't go to school, motherfucker. I look it up. I bet you understand what the fuck it means. Motherfucker, don't let the spoon taste fool you, bro. I am educated, you motherfucker. You just because I say bitches and motherfuckers all the time, don't think I'm not educated, you rat bastard. You.
I'm just saying, man. You know, you just happen to use a word I never heard you use before.
You know what? I've used it many times talking about you. You just didn't hear me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. Go ahead with your story, dog. My bad.
Like I said, okay, my bad. Yeah, the bitch was crazy, dog. The bitch was crazy, man. The bitch looked crazy. That's better. That a bitch, boy, I tell you. Hold on, we got another caller, man. This is a motherfucker here.
What it is, TPG and his bitch, what it is.
It's who?
It's trying to go, what's happening?
What's up, witch player?
What the hell y'all talking about?
We talking about maniacal bitches right now. You know one, dog?
And he didn't get mad and hung up. He probably thought we was talking about him. Is everybody
we
laughing?
Thought we was going to Google that word.
Man, okay, all right, my bad. I won't use that term no more. We talking about crazy motherfuckers. God damn.
I know I done did a lot of crazy shit, but I never did nothing too bad that I'm trying to put nobody in no damn hurt like that. That's just outright nuts. Mm-hmm. I'm more physical pain type person than mental. If that makes sense.
You know what?
Well, I think.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead, cause dude, damn, physical.
That was then. I'm saying when I was younger and didn't like to think first. You know, I ain't got time to be trying to man play with no damn body. I just wanted to get it over with and relieve my pain through physical. But I'm coming out being
okay. You know what? Honestly, I probably, and as crazy as this sounds, I probably can deal with the physical than that mental shit. I'm not good with a motherfucker trying to play with my mind.
Right. I ain't got the time or the patience. I want you to feel everything. And the root of good too.
Damn.
You see, that mental shit gets you fucked up, though. That's what gets you beat
down. I know,
down.
And that's long-term fucked up shit. I don't want you to we be cool one day, and then you just have to do, oh, bitch, I remember we. No, shit.
You know what, and I truly believe that, because it's like, you can play with a motherfucker's head, but then it's like, you don't know when that motherfucker's going to finally snap. And you know, if you hit a motherfucker, you know if you hit a motherfucker, here come the reaction. But if you like, okay, if this motherfucker ain't, whether it's he or she, he or she ain't figured out what the fuck you doing. Then once they figure it out, it's like, okay, you don't even know they done figured it out. Now they just ready to snap.
Right. And that's hurtful. That's more hurtful, I think. I done been so
close. Don't try to mind fuck me. Because my mind don't work like everybody else's.
We know.
And I understand that, because I don't think my mind works like everybody else's. And that's why I'm like, man, you know, you try to stay like, okay, I don't look at things, and I'm going to be honest with you, ladies, I don't look at things as rational as, like, they think the average man is supposed to. I get to thinking all kind of fucked up shit.
Me too.
So it's like, okay, I know if I get mad, I'm totally irrational. I'm not thinking nothing rational. I'm not.
I know I'm grown up because I just had like one of the worst weeks, and I just got through it with grace and got over it. But I know way back then, I just would have went left. But you know, you grow, you learn. And get over it. But it's so mean and hateful people out here, my God, it really is. And that's why I screwed myself in the fucking house. People are crazy. Crazy.
Selena, let me ask you a question. Yeah. You know, I'm traveling like 400 miles to come to your birthday party. What's happening?
What's the matter?
For your birthday party. What should I expect? I'm drinking for free.
I'm drinking for free. Shit. No. We're going to have
fun. Can I start a tab?
Huh?
Can I start a tab on your dime?
I'm on somebody else's tab.
Well, you can pay for both of us.
Here you go. It's my birthday, but just expect a lot of fun, cool, man.
Selena, I think the real question was, he's like, what's going on? I pretty much.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
I think that's what he really wanted to ask.
I've been abstaining for almost a while now. So, I'm not
planning
on having
no for almost a while now. That's almost a while now, huh?
Yeah.
Did anybody else catch that? She abstained almost a while.
Okay.
Like how many days?
Right.
I don't need that input. How does shit get forced over to my way? Let's just have shot shit. That's all I can just promise. Shot shit, pretty ladies, atmosphere, you know, just fun, upbeat, everybody smiling, and drunk as hell.
Right,
that's
so,
my party. All
right, so the party that peace of mind, right? Jumping off at the peace of mind is Friday, right?
Yes, sir.
What time you start jumping it off?
Well, I just started a new job, so I'm doing a 12-hour shift. I'll be there about 10. It started now. I'm pretty sure I'll be there. I'll probably be there now. I don't know. Depends on how my body working. Afterwards, I had an idea the whole shift in a long time.
Look, you cannot be the last one at your party.
I know. That's what I said. I want to take a nap and shit. But I'm working 6 to 6, so, you know, I have plenty of time to relax. Plus, I already
I really hate coming to parties and the motherfucker, the guest of honor, that don't get that at motherfucking 1:30. You not Lil Wayne. What the fuck is you walking in at 1:30?
Oh, hell no. I ain't going to never do that. And then, Cap, if I do come in at 1, you going to be so drunk, you ain't going to know.
Damn right. I ain't by this time, shit. I'm outside in the car with Janine.
I cannot stand your little mouth. But no, you can expect a lot of fun. I got a few of my cousins and her girls. They coming from out of town. And, you know, it's just going to be fun. And I don't really be in the club scene, but it's just that I ain't to a party.
Is it private?
Huh?
Is it
No, it's not a private party. And it's no, it's not a private party. I just got a few tables reserved. That's all.
What's the dress code? What's the dress code for this club?
Casual, but it will be very hot. So
you can wear gym shoes?
Yeah. From my knowledge, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can. Not, I mean, because we've kicked it there before. Me, Janae, Mia, and Drew, we've kicked it there before. It's a cool club.
Mm-hmm. And then they got you know, and then if you want something to eat, they got food here and stuff. But whatever.
You know, Father Time covering that motherfucker with a trench coat, with chicken wings and motherfucking barbecue sauce. Hey, in his pocket already.
And no, it's gonna be so hot. I have to change it. I'm putting on.
All right, hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Carla, what's happening?
What's happening? I'm coming to the party in my short skirt and lace panties.
Hey. Who is this?
The Crash Shot.
Hi, boo.
Hi. I'm waiting.
Nah, I'll be there.
Can't wait.
All right, so that's what's happening. The party going to be jumping off this Friday. Okay.
I'll be there. I need the address to the place, though. Somebody needs somebody to get the address.
Okay, I'll post it. I've been posting it online, but I'll post it. And then Cass, he knows. Cass know everything. Let him tell it. Sure.
I ain't saying nothing.
And then, you know, like you said, if people looking for some action, I'm supposed to have a couple of young girls there, so maybe you might get lucky if that's what y'all on.
What's a go girl?
Go, shit. When I say go, go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, but at the same time, I did cut off a lot of people. So if they fucking with me, you know. But if not, you have to get your own, girl.
Well,
all
right.
Drew, y'all coming?
He done went to sleep.
Well, Mia, y'all coming?
Yeah, we going to come.
We need a spot for an after party. I was trying to see if I could get somebody for an after party, but I don't know.
Jeez. After party at the Dean House.
Yeah, okay.
Jadeen, you being all mean tonight. What's wrong with you?
Damn the joke.
Oh, shit. It's gonna be nice. Oh no, I know.
Well,
I'll
be there to fuck with you, Selena. I'll buy you your first drink.
That's what's bad.
I'm gonna get you your first Miller Lite.
What? I'm drinking beer. You got room?
Yeah. She want a Miller Lite. I don't care what she said. Bring her Miller Lite.
Make it look like a tequila sunrise, and I'll drink it.
Artificial color, that motherfucker.
Have y'all ever heard of a drink called a Mac Train? I don't know, but this girl described it. And I think I want it. I'm gonna get the bartender to make it. It's all clear liquor, like 12 different clear liquors and juice. And it comes in a big mug or something. I want that.
I never heard of that. Now, I've heard of the Four Horsemen with all brown liquor, and that motherfucker hits your ass like a freight train.
I don't like no brown liquor.
I'm just saying, I heard it. And I asked them, I said, is it the Four Horsemen of Apocalypse? They like, no. You ever watch wrestling? I said, yeah. They said, the Four Horsemen. I said, yeah, I know who they are. They said, drink it. I hit that motherfucker, and I swear I sound like Ric Flair. I was like, whoa, shit. God damn. They said, I'm going to guarantee to make you say woo. I said, God damn. You said it's called a Mac Train?
I'm coming
to
have a good time.
Mac Train.
I'm going to have to look that up.
That's, I know. I'll get it. Yeah.
Shoot, you know, I just tried. Anybody ever heard of Incredible Hulk? I just tried that a couple years ago. First time ever.
Really?
No, we were drinking that like it. Right, we drinking that with Selena West. I ain't going to say 90. I'm going to say the early 2000s. Like with 2002.
Before that, it was Hurricane.
Yep, Hurricane.
Now, I know he remember Hurricane. Shit, we used to drink them at the strip club. Now, I know he remember Hurricanes.
Well, you know, I'm not a hard liquor drinker. I drink that's about it.
Come on, dog. Leo used to order them around the Hurricanes. We used to be in that motherfucker. That's when I was throwing up out the car that night off them Hurricanes.
You're not a hard liquor drinker? You not going to take no shots with me? What up,
I mean, shit, if you drinking on some Tanqueray, I'll fuck with you.
I'll Bill Cosby your ass. You want to drink whatever that shot glass can.
Not to Bill Cosby. All right. 20 years from now, we're going to be on CNN. I'm talking about it. She drugged me and raped me.
Like, you going to sue her broke ass?
She told me it was some Skittles, so I just took them.
Mm-mm. But yeah, it's going to be nice. I'm pretty
sure.
Well,
you know what? I'm coming up there to have a good time. That's all.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't full of no young motherfuckers. I ain't got time to be tussling with no young motherfuckers.
Hell no.
Nah. It's a nice crowd, man.
Yeah, I'm 35. I'm 36.
It's actually a good crowd, man. It's not none of that young shit. It's actually a good crowd.
Mhm.
Okay, that's what's
yep.
up.
Yep.
Shit, I'll be there. I might be there a little late, but I'll be there.
Better late than never. I'll be there late too. Shit, I'm sure.
What's the drive from Gary to Indy? 2 hours, right? Or is it one?
About an hour and 30 minutes.
Right, man, an hour and 30 minutes. 20 if I'm riding solo.
Nah, if you're riding with Janine, right. It might be an hour. So that motherfucker be punching.
I drive the speed limit.
Yeah, what, for the Indy 500?
That ain't my fault. That's the car.
That's a good one, man. I like that. That's off top of the head, dog. That's
top of the head, top of the head, dog.
That was talking shit.
My thing is, I've been in the car with her, and then she look at you like, what? Like, no, look back at the road. It'd be going on 90. You talking about what? What? Look back at the road.
I'm a multitasker.
Bullshit. That motherfucker just crazy. You hit an engine going like, stop it, please. I'm hurting. You
heard
the engine. Let it go.
It's a fast car. I can handle it.
There you go. All right, so shit. Like I said, y'all, Friday night, we getting it in. Ben City, we going to be up in that bitch.
Yes, sir.
Me and my man, Father Time. Okay.
I know I can get a Sin City birthday shirt.
Okay. You know what? I'll hook you up. Just send him what you want. Send him what you want, and I'll take care of it.
Okay. Y'all can autograph it if you like.
You send it to me, dog.
All right,
I got you. You say what? All
right. The dope sheep ass one finna say, nah, I'll send you no shirt.
That's fucked up, man. You don't give me a motherfucking break, do you?
Nope.
We can make it to Sin City or Fat Nine. Shit, we can do what we do.
Yeah, man. It ain't too often that I get to go come to Indiana, so shit, let's have some motherfucking fun.
Now we come turn up, believe me.
We definitely gonna do that.
I ain't got shit to do.
Well, I mean, I do got to be at work the next morning, but I already told him what's that shit. I'll be calling Eddie for something. Shut him off, see him Sunday.
That's what it be, dog. That's how we gonna do it.
Let's do it.
Motherfucking Sin City affair. In conjunction with Selena, of course.
Let's do the damn thing.
I agree wholeheartedly. Well, shit, I mean, hell, we can't do nothing but get ready to get set up for it. So, shit, let's get up out of here till tomorrow.
All right.
I'm with it.
All right, well, y'all know how we do it. Mia, you got any last words before we get up out of here?
Looking forward to the party on Friday, seeing everybody, meeting people I ain't seen. So, yep, turn up.
I hope he got to enjoy his birthday.
Yeah, that's why he sleep.
How much did he drink?
He didn't drink nothing.
Oh, shit. Well, I guess he probably got about a quarter sack left there. I'm talking about shit. I can see the light. All right.
No sack.
Selena, you got your last word?
No. And have fun on the show as usual. I want to see everybody this weekend.
That's what's up. Janine, what's up? You got any last words for us?
Yes, good show. I'll be out here tomorrow.
You coming to the party, right?
Huh?
You coming to the party, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, okay. All right, bro. Take us on out, man.
All right. Thank everybody for calling. And thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. SinCityRadioShow.com. Peace, love, and hair grease. We out this mug. Same time tomorrow night, y'all. Peace.